Rolling Stone called it the greatest album of all time. And for some, that's an understatement. The Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in 1967, raising the standard of rock and roll and challenging their peers to catch up. For just about anyone who cares about rock music, this album is unassailable. You cannot top the Beatles' versions of these songs. And yet... The Flaming Lips are about to release a song-by-song re-recording of the entire album. The Lips have developed their own proud tradition of layered psychedelic sounds and studio wizardry, but obviously, they recognize they're treading on hallowed ground here. I asked band leader Wayne Coyne, why?
I mean, there's lots and lots and lots of music out there that is in that realm of, like, it's masterpiece, and it's in the realm of the gods. But for people that, that make music and record music, you almost have to get in there and go, how did they do this? And so that thing of it being like this untouchable thing, it to us, it's just the opposite. It's like the better it is, the more you want to touch it.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song.
Leaving aside the sacred cow status of Sgt. Pepper, I think one of the challenges would be it's a very idiosyncratic album. How do you approach something like Within You, Without You, or for the benefit of Mr. Kite, and something that's kind of weird to begin with?
Well, see, I think this album, probably more than the others, there's very much some songs that are Paul McCartney songs, and there's very much some songs that are John Lennon songs. You sort of stand away from a Paul McCartney song because you know... he's such a great songwriter. These little emotional nuances and mm-hmm. his chord changes and even the range of his singing he's Paul McCartney. I mean, mm-hmm. it's intimidating. But what happens with John Lennon, he makes it sort of seem like, this is no big deal. Anybody can do this. You know, it's rock and roll. Just do it, you know. So you always approach his songs like, yeah, he's the dude. He's just going to be doing this off the cuff. And his are even more complicated. And he does all these just weird little time changes that you can't even explain.
Where's an example of that on this album?
Well, I would say the Good Morning song. Mm-hmm. That one is... I mean, when you're driving around in your car listening to it, you can easily skip over what's a little quarter note. It doesn't matter because the Beatles are playing and you're not. You know, but when you go to play it, these little things are like, oh, my God, what are they doing there? It seems so effortless. It seems so simple. And it ain't.
You've got a bunch of guests on this album. I think you're probably getting the most attention, obviously, for working with Miley Cyrus. And she's on this track.
We turn Wayne up a little bit?
Picture yourself in a boat on the river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
Now, before you were working together, I don't think there'd probably be a very large number of people who have been to both a Flaming Lips show and a Miley Cyrus show. How did you meet?
Well, we had known for a little while that she was a fan of the Flaming Lips, and we probably still called her Hannah Montana back then, you know. Last January 13th, which is my birthday, she did a tweet that said, "Happy birthday, Wayne, to one of my favorite artists of all time." Hmm. And when someone of the status of a Miley Cyrus on Twitter says that, about 100 people will text me and say, "Wayne, did you know that Miley Cyrus is wishing you a happy birthday?" And I had started to get to know Miley Cyrus. She came to Oklahoma. And
you live in Oklahoma.
I live in Oklahoma City, yeah. And we sort of organized that we would go to a studio there. It's actually by a studio by the group Hanson, who's kind of, you know, it's funny that Miley Cyrus and the Flaming Lips are recording in Hanson Studio, people who know that group. And we didn't have an idea of doing Sgt. Pepper's, but we had the Lucy in the Sky track. So we asked her, hey, let's try this. And her take on it, you know, her vibe or whatever she, you know, you want to say, whatever she brought to it, it was just a great, simple surprise.
Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
So I think after that, we thought, let's just put this out. And then I think there was an element of just more logical, reasonable people around us suggested, well, why don't you just try to do the whole record? Wouldn't that be great?
I read the news today.
That's Wayne Coyne. He's the singer and founding member of Flaming Lips. Their song-for-song cover of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band comes out on Tuesday. It's called With a Little Help from My Friends. Until then, you can check out every track at our exclusive First Listen. That's at nprmusic.org. Wayne, it's been really fun speaking with you. Thank you.
Thanks a bunch for having me. You guys are great.